Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and today we are going to be challenging perspectives and embracing our personal growth. We're diving into a conversation that has been gaining so much traction in recent years, and that is body neutrality versus body positivity. And while body positivity has been an empowering movement for many, research and personal experiences suggest that body neutrality might actually be a more sustainable mindset for our mental well-being. So grab your coffee, grab your drink, your bevy of choice, and get comfortable. Let's get into it. So before we can talk about the differences in the two, we need to fully understand what they are. So what is body positivity? Well, body positivity is a movement that encourages people to love and appreciate their bodies regardless of size, shape, or appearance. You know, it's supposed to promote self-love, challenge unrealistic beauty standards, and ultimately, it seeks to empower individuals to feel confident in their own skin. While it has helped many people build a more positive relationship with their bodies, some find it difficult to maintain the constant self-love that body positivity encourages, where body neutrality comes in as an alternative approach. So, what is body neutrality? Body neutrality is the idea that you don't have to love or hate your body. You can simply accept it as it is, without focusing on the appearance. So instead of tying self-worth to how you look, body neutrality encourages appreciating your body for what it does for you, such as keeping you alive, allowing you to move, and supporting your daily activities. And this mindset helps remove the pressure to constantly feel positive about your body, and instead it fosters a more balanced, sustainable approach to self-acceptance. Because I don't know about you, but on this journey, it's hard to wake up every day and be like, yes, I love my body. I'm so happy with what I see in the mirror. Because we're human. We don't always feel that. And that's okay. The more that we allow ourselves to be okay with not loving our bodies all the time, the better it's going to be for our mental health and our mindset around our body. So here are a few benefits to body neutrality. The first one is body neutrality, it reduces pressure. So whereas body positivity encourages us to love our bodies at all time, like I said, that is not always possible. You know, we all have days where we don't feel great about how we look, and forcing ourselves to be overly positive, it can feel fake or exhausting. Now, body neutrality, on the other hand, it allows space for a more balanced perspective. So instead of saying, I love my body no matter what, you could say, my body is my body, and it doesn't have to define me. And then this approach, it takes the pressure off and allows for a more realistic self-acceptance. So there was a study that was published in Body Image in 2020 that found that individuals who practiced body neutrality, they reported lower levels of body dissatisfaction and higher overall well-being compared to those who aimed for body positivity but struggled with it. And that study ultimately suggests that body neutrality provides a more sustainable and achievable approach to self-acceptance, which reduces stress and anxiety related to body shame. Now, the second benefit is that it focuses on function over appearance. Now, one of the core principles of body neutrality is really shifting the focus from how your body looks to what it does for you. So instead of obsessing over your appearance, body neutrality encourages gratitude for function. So your legs allow you to walk, and your hands help you create. You know, your stomach digests food to fuel you. These are all examples of body neutrality statements about your body. Instead of being like, I love the way my thighs look, you know, we're not going to feel that way every day. But you can say, I'm grateful that my legs give me the opportunity to walk outside. because this perspective, it helps cultivate respect and appreciation for your body without the pressure to always feel beautiful. So there's research from the Journal of Health Psychology that found that individuals who focused on body functionality rather than aesthetics, they experienced greater body appreciation and a lower risk of developing eating disorders. By valuing the body for what it does rather than how it looks, people have reported feeling more empowered and less preoccupied with societal beauty standards. Now, the third benefit is less toxic positivity and more authenticity. So the problem with body positivity is that it can sometimes turn into the toxic positivity. You know, the idea that you must always feel good about your body no matter what. And that can make people feel guilty or inadequate when they don't love their appearance. But body neutrality, it acknowledges that it's okay to have neutral or even quote-unquote negative feelings about your body sometimes, because it's a more honest and sustainable approach that aligns with the natural ebb and flow of human emotions. So for example, let's say I wake up one day and I'm just not feeling great in my body. My eating disorder mentality mindset is to look in the mirror and pick out a part of my body that I don't want and shame myself. But what if instead, when I'm struggling and I'm looking in the mirror, I go, you know what? I don't feel great in my body, and that's okay, but my body, it woke up. I'm gonna feel my body. I'm gonna get myself something that I love, which is a good cup of coffee in the morning, and my body's okay. And that is a body neutral response. Instead of looking in the mirror and saying, I love my body, you know, because if I'm not feeling it, honestly, that affirmation doesn't work, and instead it just makes me feel bad that it's not working, right? Now, there's a study from the Psychology of Women Quarterly, and it was done in 2021, and it found that people who were engaged in body neutrality practices, they were less likely to experience emotional distress related to body image fluctuations. They also demonstrated higher levels of self-compassion, which is key to long-term mental well-being. Because guys, as we all know, often what we see in the like our reflection, it's not always accurate. And our bodies change so much throughout the day. So holding on to this standard or this picture of how you should look all day, it's not accurate. So the more that we take away this toxic positivity that we're trying to tell ourselves, and the more we accept our body as it is, and we learn to have these neutral statements towards our body of being grateful for what it does for us, the less we're honestly going to start thinking about our appearance, the less we're going to be obsessed about it, and the more we're going to be able to just live life without feeling like our body image is getting in the way. That being said, the fourth benefit to body neutrality are the mental health benefits. Studies show that constantly striving for body love can sometimes backfire, leading to frustration and self-criticism when those positive feelings don't come easily. But body neutrality, it allows for a healthier relationship with your body by removing the self-worth from appearance altogether. Because when we stop tying our value into how we look, we free up mental space for more meaningful aspects of our life, you know, for our passions, our relationships, and our personal growth. Because like I've said before, your worth is not tied into your appearance. So there's research from the International Journal of Eating Disorders in 2022 that supports this. It shows that individuals practicing body neutrality had lower levels of disordered eating behaviors and body dysmorphia compared to those engaging in body positive practices, which sometimes led to unrealistic expectations about self-love. Because shame is the number one emotion that gets in the way of loving ourselves and our body. And by removing that shame from toxic body positivity and focusing just on how great our body is and how it exists for us and it shows up for us every day, like I said earlier, it just frees up that mental space so that we can enjoy our hobbies. We can go out and eat a meal. We can grab a coffee with a friend, and we're not thinking about our body and how it looks at all times. So the fifth body neutrality benefit is that it supports all bodies. And if you know me, that's super important. So while body positivity, it has been revolutionary for many, it has also been criticized for still centering around conventional beauty standards. Many people feel excluded if they don't fit the mold of what society deems quote-unquote acceptably positive. That being said, when body positivity, the movement started, it was honestly just working towards accepting people who existed in quote-unquote plus-size bodies. However, the people that they would often show on social media or that would promote it were people who lived, yes, in plus-size bodies, but on the smaller spectrum of plus-size bodies, because bodies come in all shapes and sizes, and it wasn't including all body types. There wasn't representation for people who existed in what's commonly known as like a mid-sized body. It was just, you're either thin or you exist in a larger body, and that's great, yay. Which was, you know, a positive movement in society, considering we had been so obsessed with thinness. However, it doesn't support all bodies. And body neutrality removes the focus from aesthetics altogether, which in turn, it makes it more inclusive for all body types, abilities, and identities. It allows everyone to exist without the pressures of achieving a certain look or even a certain level of self-love. Now, there was a survey conducted by the Mental Health Foundation that found that body neutrality was particularly beneficial for individuals with disabilities and chronic illnesses who often feel left out of mainstream body positive messages. And the respondents reportedly were feeling more accepted and at peace with their body when focusing on the function and neutrality rather than forced positivity. Now, here is 7 little action steps to shift your mindset to body neutrality. The first one is we need to learn to change our self-talk. So instead of saying, I love my body or I hate my body, try neutral statements like, my body allows me to do the things I enjoy, or I'm grateful that my body did blank today. Fill in the blank. You know, it is what it is. It doesn't have to be, I loved that my body looked like this after I worked out. Instead, be like, I appreciate my body for being able to do movement for me today. The second thing is unfollow harmful social media accounts. Yes, 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 period. It has taken me so long to cultivate my social media to a place where I am following people in all different bodies, with all different identities, with all different disabilities, so that I'm constantly being surrounded by diversity. I also took the time to mute people that I know that I compare myself to, who might be my friends. And that's not me saying, I don't want to follow you, I don't want to see what you're up to, because, you know, it's important for me to keep up with that person. But I also know mentally that that person, maybe I compared myself a lot to when I was really sick and struggling with my eating disorder. And it's okay for me to say, hey, I don't want to see their posts of their bodies all the time. That's okay. It's okay to have those boundaries. You're not a bad person for it. Because it's so important to curate your social media feed that removes these unrealistic beauty standards and follow the people who promote the self-acceptance and body neutrality, not the people who are constantly editing, who are constantly posting pictures of themselves. Because it's hard. It's hard when that's all you see when you turn on any form of media. So really work on cultivating what you're seeing, because that really has a big impact on your mind. The third thing is focus on functionality. So when these negative thoughts arise, shift your focus to what your body does for you instead of how it looks. And that is so helpful. That's something that I really try to do, especially when I'm PMSing, because guys, hormones these days are crazy for me. I don't feel great when I'm on my period. And I've noticed that my body dysmorphia is 10 times worse. So instead of, you know, looking at my body and tearing it apart, I'm like, well, I'm grateful it's doing what it needs to do this month. And I'm grateful that it is still digesting, it's still eating the food. I'm grateful that it's telling me that I need extra sleep during this week. And I'm grateful that it's, you know, pushing me to rest more, because I don't often do that enough. Now, the fourth thing is practice gratitude. So, you know, just carve out some time daily to appreciate one thing that your body allows you to do. So let's say you try a new food. Your body digests it. That's great. Celebrate that. Let's say you try a different type of movement, or you go with a friend on a walk and you explored a new place. That's awesome. Your body allowed you to do that. Let's say you read a book, a new book. That's great too. You know, it doesn't always have to be what you eat or how you move your body that you should, you know, be grateful for. It's the things that your body allows you to do, whether it allows you to exist in a space that's creative and that you love and that you feel welcomed in. Be grateful for that. Say thanks, body, for allowing me to do that. The fifth thing is wear comfortable clothes. Please, 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 guys, this is huge. Choose clothing that makes you feel comfortable and supported rather than focusing on the trends or body-hugging styles. Now, there are some people who feel comfortable in clothes that hug their body, and that, no judgment at all. Wear what you feel comfortable in. For me personally, I don't feel that comfortable. However, I've learned to find a medium where I'm not using clothes to hide my body, but I'm wearing clothes that I feel comfortable in. And for me, that means when I go and I try on clothes, I turn my back to the mirror, I put the clothes on first. If they fit, then I think, do I like the color? Is it stretchy? If it's pants, like, can I sit down? Can I move in it? And if all those are checking off the yes box, then I buy it. Not based off of how I look in the mirror or what I, you know, whether I, you know, looked at a certain angle or not. I'm just saying, hey, this is comfortable and I like it, and I'm not going to allow what I see in the mirror to not allow me to, you know, wear this article of clothing, because our moods are going to change so much throughout the day. So just make sure that you have, you know, a closet or a wardrobe with clothes that you feel confident and comfortable in. The sixth thing is engage in activities that make you feel good. So if you don't like running, don't run. If you don't like painting, don't paint. If sewing makes you crazy, don't do it. You know, instead of exercising to change your body, move in ways that feel good to you. Instead of doing something that you see because influencers say, oh, this is so calming, you know, journal every morning. If you're not someone who likes to journal, you don't have to do that. Find things that you love and pour yourself and your creativity into those things. Because the more we try to shut ourselves into certain aspects of our life, we're not going to feel great. And ultimately, our body's saying, hey, I don't really like this. So if you listen to it, you're going to feel so much better, and you're not going to have these feelings of shame because you don't like something that you see so many people doing. The last thing is seek professional support. You know, if body image struggles are overwhelming, talking to a therapist or a counselor can help guide you through this mindset shift. Because ultimately, this podcast, I'm not a medical licensed professional. I'm just sharing my journey. I'm sharing topics that I'm passionate about, and I'm trying to educate. However, it is so important that I am also taking the time to talk to my therapist, to my dietitian, and to my team of supporters to rally around me when I'm going through hard times, and to have that person that I can check in. So I urge you, if you have the ability, please seek a therapist or a counselor to just talk through some of these issues, because it's so nice, and you'll find that it often just takes a weight off of your shoulder. Now, when we practice body neutrality, we ultimately are stopping to see ourselves primarily through the lens of our physical form, and instead we are shifting the focus to who we are as people. Our skills, our values, our kindness, our intelligence, and our creativity. And this creates a deeper, more meaningful sense of self that's not dependent on appearance, but on the things that truly matter. So while body positivity has its place, body neutrality offers a more sustainable, realistic, and mentally healthy way to engage with ourselves. It reduces pressure, prioritizes function over form, removes toxic positivity, improves our mental well-being, and ultimately allows for a more inclusive and self-compassionate approach to our bodies. So friends, what do you think? Have you practiced body neutrality before? If so, please like and leave a comment or review this podcast. Let's continue to have these conversations. Reach out to me on social media or share your thoughts in the comments. Until next time, take care and remember, your body, it's just one part of the incredible person that you are. Keep creating. I'll see you guys next week.